Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Peaceful Planet. This is your show host, Marcia McMahon, coming to you today from BBS Studios. We have a very special guest and fascinating interview today for all of you listeners. We're going to be speaking with Winfrey and discussing his work, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And particularly today, we'd like to focus on his new ebook, which is available and online for free, and that focuses on Ra and the Elohim, Q&A with the Elohim, the new book, and it's available as an ebook. And we want to invite you to go to the information about this show under Peaceful Planet with my name under it, with Marcia McMahon, and click on the link there to see Wynn's website. And Wynn is going to be with us shortly, and his girlfriend Terry is also with us, who also happens to channel Ra and the Elohim. And so, Terry, are you with us there? Can you hear me?
This is Wynn.
Oh, Wynn, you're back with us. Wonderful. Welcome to Peaceful Planet. It's great to have you on the show, Wynn.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, now, how you doing?
We should have our Gino, are you on there?
Who else
here.
Is on here?
Okay, I'm just checking. So, Marcia, we have not just you and me. We have about 20 people, or I don't know, 10 people, 15 people. I didn't get the roll call this morning. They're with us.
Wonderful.
On
hey,
a conference
you know,
line.
I've got a story for our listeners and you, Wynn, that I think will really relate to our connection to Ra in particular and what happened recently with BBS Radio. I gave the introduction, Wynn, you may not have heard it, but I talked about your website and that it's linked onto Peaceful Planet. But I wanted to mention, you know, that BBS has been down for a couple of days, and I asked the interdimensional energies of Ra and the Elohim to send a protective grid around Don Newsom and his family and to restore our connection so we can do this interview. And, of course, we're up and running. So how about that?
Very good.
Yeah. So that's wonderful.
Marcia, let me tell you, this is going to be, let me just explain what we're going to do just to make sure you know and understand it. We had something called a grid healing scheduled for this morning.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what a grid healing is, at least as we do it, okay?
Okay, perfect, yeah.
And for those of you listening, if this is not familiar to you, you can check out my websites and try to understand it. There is this exercise that most people are stuck in their minds, and they're not being very good transmitters of cosmic energy into the Earth, okay? And what that does is not only does it screw up the person, it screws up the planet. And we've been learning, and I say learning because I didn't know how to do this. It's been trial and error. Through doing our conference calls, how to hook up with, I guess I'm calling it cosmic energy. I can call it with the energy of other dimensions, with the intelligences of Ra and the Elohim, whatever. But how to make that connection, not to talk about it, not to discuss it intellectually, but to actually make it vibrationally as a group and then anchor that energy to the Earth, okay?
And well, that's kind of like what I was doing with pulling that energy down around Don yesterday, too, Wynn, so I completely understand. Let me give your website out again as we start. www.higher-vision.org. So our listeners, we know you're online. We want to invite you to go to that website right now and learn what you can as we process through this, whatever Wynn is going to offer for our show here. You're going to offer some kind of a grid healing, aren't you?
So we're going to be doing this right now. We have people lined up all different locations. And we're going to have the people who are listening join with us, okay?
Well, that sounds great.
So let me have some of the people, different locations, identify themselves. And just for those who are listening on BBS, let me give you a mental picture of what we're going to be doing over the next hour. And, of course, we're going to continue doing this past the hour. But what you're going to be listening to is we are going to join our energies as a group, all of us, the people on the conference call, Marcia, and the people that, who are listening who want to participate. Now, you don't have to join us. You can just listen with your mind. But if you happen to feel your spirit pulling you, then join us energetically. We're going to create a group energy as a group, and then we're going to invite the group energies that are outside this realm that are positive. And I've come to identify those energies as Ra and the Elohim. And then, of course, there's angels and there's archangels. And we'll invite all the positive energies outside this realm to join with the energy of the group we've created. Now we're going to have one huge group energy, and we are creating it as a team. It's not me creating it, it's us creating it. Now we're going to focus that energy that we've created to different physical locations where people are. And what that does, or what we believe that does, is that anchors a column of light at that location, which it's kind of like if you walk into a church and you feel a vibration, it's because lots of people anchored columns of light in that, you know, anchored high vibrations in that light, and the vibration sticks. So the idea is if we can do this and make that energy stick, then we've changed the vibration of our planet very slightly. And if enough people do this, we change the whole planet, and the planet lifts its vibration. So this is a small test experiment. And do you understand, Marcia? Was that clear?
Yeah, I just want to clarify for those new listeners that may be just tuning in, coming from various backgrounds. We're just talking about bringing in, you know, we're doing a meditation or a prayer kind of thing to bring in the angelic realm into our realm. What we're talking about, Ra and the Elohim, is kind of something unique that we can go into as the conversation progresses, but basically, this is a group soul that's been guiding our planet for at least, I don't know, 18,000 years, something like that. But basically, Wynn is the one that more or less discovered this, along with Carla Ruckert, and I've had her on the show many times. And this has to do with ascension and with healing the planet. So, you know, we invite our listeners to participate in this exercise with Wynn and all of the people that are with Wynn on the conference call, and each of us is going to be an anchor for the light. Am I interpreting that correctly, Wynn?
Pardon me?
Am I interpreting that for our audience correctly?
Yes, you are. And those of you who are listening, you may start out listening with your mind, but I want you to know that these energies can flow into your physical location. So I would recommend that try to get yourself relaxed, sit down in an easy chair, and just flow with it, and let these group souls can beam into this realm, and they can beam anywhere on the planet. And we're attempting to direct the energy of this flow. And when I say direct it, I mean for the highest good of all concerned, for planetary healing. And so you who are listening can also tap into this flow and bring it into your own environment, and you may experience something. So just be open to whatever happens and go along. Now, let me just identify. To repeat, we're on a conference call. I'm on the line through BBS Radio, and I'm conferenced into a conference call. And who can tell me how many people are on the call? Suzanne? Actually, I can tell. Hang on a second. I just go.
We have 7 here in San Diego.
There are 11 participants in the conference.
So there are 11 people on the call, and now we have how many people in San Diego, Gino?
Six.
Six people physically in one location in San Diego, and Jeff is in...
Hello.
Jeff, you are... Where are you, Jeff?
I'm right actually on the end of the runway in Denver Airport.
So Jeff is at Denver Airport, and we're going to be calling in the light and putting a light grid at Denver Airport. And Mary Jo, where are you? Mary Jo, are you there? Okay, we'll get back to Mary Jo. Gino?
Here.
You are in Oceanside, California, correct? Ocean Beach in San Diego. And Gino will actually be driving around to some locations with a group of six people. And we're going to be anchoring through this at different locations in the San Diego area. And while he's driving, Marcia and I will just be talking about stuff. And then we'll get to a location, and then we will anchor the energy at that location. And so I think we can start. Okay, is everyone ready?
Perfect, ready.
Okay, so the way we start this is we do what I call an invocation to the light. And this is where we ask to put our energies together. And this is not a religious ceremony. We are actually talking to our high selves. Our high selves, and this might be new to some people who are listening, but our high selves is the part of us that exists in other dimensions. And do you have my car keys there? Here's the top. So we're going to be talking to our high selves, so to speak. And, go. Just don't tell me, go. Okay. Father, Mother, God, I ask just now for the presence of the light. And for those that don't know what the light is, there's an undifferentiated energy that penetrates the entire universe, that radiates from the center of the universe, and that light is streaming around our planet. And each of us is a potential anchor for that light energy at our location. So we're going to ask for the presence of that light to surround and protect everyone on this line, everyone on the conference call line, Marcia, Don, who is at BBS Radio, and everyone who's listening right now, everyone who has their internet station tuned to this show. We're going to ask for this light to surround and protect you. And that right now, let go of any negativity. Look in your body, feel points of stress and tension, hurt, anguish, alienation, disease. Let it go right in this moment. And we're going to release that negativity into the higher realms of light and ask that it be transmuted, converted, for the highest good of all concerned. And we experience ourselves in this flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the Earth. Now, right now, we're going to talk to our souls. Our souls are part of this energy that are differentiated, separated from the great mass of energy. And our energy, what we call our soul energy, can shift and change. It can expand, it can contract. We're going to ask that, and this is voluntary, if you just want to listen, you don't have to, you know, go along with my directions. We're going to ask that we touch each other's energies in our souls. Right now, we create a group energy, allow the part of us that's on the other side to touch the part of everyone else that's on the other side. And on the other side, there's no space. So even though we're separated in this realm by space, in other dimensions, we're not. And so just by intending this, we can create a group energy. So we see ourselves creating that group energy right in this moment. And some of you can feel that. They can feel a shift going on as that's created. And as we create this energy, we are going to invite those group souls, those positive intelligences, conglomerates, social memory complexes, to join with our energies. Because on the other side of the veil, their energy is similar to our energy. Now, we can't see this. So this is where you have to just go along and act as if it might be happening. Some of you will notice shifts in your space, shifts in your feelings. Sometimes people get goosebumps. Some people feel fluttering in their hearts. And some people are just listening and wondering what's going on. And those are all okay responses, because the first time you're exposed to this, it's very valid to say, I wonder if this is really happening. And so that's okay if that is what you are thinking. So we now have this huge group energy that we are creating. We're part of it. We're creating it because we intend it to happen, and we allow it to happen. Now, if you take a moment, if we take a moment and just be silent, you'll be able to feel that energy. I'm not entertaining you by my talking. I'm just guiding the energy. And let's just take some seconds of silence. And you can shut your eyes. Some of you will feel like little light flickers in your eyes. Now, you can imagine this energy in your room with you and expanding out from your body, which is like the lightning rod, the anchor point for this energy, into the space around you. And you might feel a sense of peacefulness. Everything is slowed down. You're not worried about anything in the future. You're not reminiscing the past. You're just in the moment. And the part of you that's in other dimensions has become very, very big as we merge with each other and we merge with those positive, what I call group souls. They've identified themselves to me as the Elohim and Ra. Those of you that want to understand my experience, which has caused me to have the confidence that this is real, please go to the website, theinsidescoop.org, and I share the story with you. So now, we're going to move to San Diego. We're going to take this energy, and we have a group of five people in Ocean Beach, which is just west of downtown San Diego. And we have a group of people at Jackie's home, which is on a hill that overlooks the beach and overlooks the ocean. And we're going to imagine our energy expanding to those people, and we're going to move and become one with their consciousness and focus all this energy at that location right now. Gino, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
So, Gino, would you help us anchor this energy? Say what you're seeing, what you're viewing. And right now, we're not seeing this, but we're going to like move our energy into Gino's space. And, of course, Gino has his wife and his daughter with him. And Jackie, right?
Yes.
And is Gary and Marianne there also?
Yes.
Gary and Marianne. And these are people that have been tuning into my conference line regularly and have learned to tap into this energy on a regular basis. So they're very used to it. And would you like to just focus the light right where you are, Gino?
Yes. For everybody, try to track my voice. Remember it in your mind. Make it resonate with you so we can send the energy towards me and around the group we're gathered here today. And as we do that, visualize a column of light coming down into San Diego, in Jackie's house. And as we do this light, around this light, give it protection, love, peace, harmony. And let's bring the light all the way down into the center of the earth. And it will remain here as a column of light, permanently stationed here in San Diego. Visualize, feel the light coming down, because we are feeling it here. Even with my eyes closed, I could see a lot of light flickering, white golden light. Doing now, we're looking over the ocean, over the city of Ocean Beach, and we're visualizing a column of light surrounding all this area, the houses, trees, cars, doors, the ocean. We can hear the planes passing by. We can also, with our mind, anchor this column of light around the airport. You see,
That's the San Diego airport, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's sealed, huh? And if you were here, you would sense that the air has become softer, feels lighter. If you're sensitive enough, you will feel some sort of upliftment. I'm sorry for the background noise. Should I do a calling of the light, Wayne?
Well, I already called the light in, so it's
okay.
We still got a calling. And let's shift for a moment. I'll tell you what. Do you know where is your next location after Jackie's house?
It is the lighthouse. It's about 30 minutes away.
30 minutes away. So why don't where is the lighthouse?
5 minutes away.
5 minutes away?
Yes.
So it's in Ocean Beach, right?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you guys get in your cars and start going towards the lighthouse, and we'll then now go to Denver Airport with where Jeff is, and then when he's finished, when we're finished there, if you're not at the lighthouse yet, then I'll just have some conversation with Marcia, and then we'll come back and anchor the light at the lighthouse. Okay?
Okay. We'll
okay? Is that a good plan?
Sounds great.
Okay. Now, is Mary Jo on the line now?
I'm here. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I called look for you before, and you weren't there. So Mary Jo is on the top of Mount Shasta. So
the top of where? When?
Mount Shasta.
Mount Shasta? Really?
Yes. So
all the way up there, huh?
We're going to be anchoring a column of light at Denver Airport. And then Mount Shasta, and then we're going to go to the lighthouse in San Diego again, okay?
That's cool. Hey,
so,
Wynn,
Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
Wynn, so, can I interject a thought? Could you turn your volume up? I'm having trouble hearing your...
turn my volume up?
Well, if it turns their volume up, because I'm having trouble hearing them.
Okay.
But I hear
so Jeff,
you all right.
Speak loudly, Jeff, because you're on the air. And we also have an echo, right?
I think the echo's from me.
Okay. Well, maybe after you finish, you can mute yourself. Those of you on the line that have backup noise, if you do *6, you'll mute yourself, and *7 will unmute you, okay? So, just for our listeners' information, I'm on my way to San Diego, and I pulled over to get this started. We are in Northern California, probably about 25 miles from where Gino is and the people. And so now, Jeff, describe where your location. You're at Denver Airport, which is how many miles from Denver is that?
Probably around 10 miles from downtown Denver.
And how big is that airport in mile?
This place is enormous. It's got to be at least like 10 square miles. It's just huge. The
mm-hmm.
terminal is just it's a monstrosity. I can see it. I'm about a mile and a half away from it. I'm at the end mm-hmm. of the runway. So I have planes passing over me.
Mm-hmm.
We're out in an open field. You got soft rolling hills. There's mm-hmm. cornfields and different vegetation around. You got the mountains in the background. You got high clouds in the sky. It looks real beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And can you see the terminal?
Yeah, I'm in the direct side of it. And the tower.
And you can see the tower, okay?
Yes.
So the tower is probably a really good place to focus our light energy, okay? So let's, right now, keep in mind, we've created this huge ball of light that is us. It is not outside of us. We are that light. Each of us is a little spark in it, and all of us together make a big spark, and we've invited these energies on the other side to join with our energies, which makes a huge spark. So we have something that's extremely powerful. Now, some of you who have studied metaphysical things know that in terms of manifestation, that you manifest things by creating them on the other levels and then bring them into physical reality. By anchoring these light columns, what we're doing is creating the beginning of a manifestation in other levels that has the potential to change physical reality. We all wish we lived in a world that was more loving, more caring, and yet so often the reality systems of our world are not that way, and many of us have experienced hurts and sorrows and sadnesses as a result of the reality systems of the world that we live in. So by anchoring these columns of light, we're creating an uplifted vibration in an area that creates more possibilities of having positive things occur in that particular area. And each of us is participating as a co-creator of what we could call the one infinite creator or the divine intelligence. Divine intelligence does not do things to us. It co-creates with us. So we are all co-creating right now as part of divine intelligence, and we are now moving this massive energy that we've created, and we're focusing it at Jet through Jeff at his location to create a huge column of light around the Denver airport, around the control, particularly focused at the control tower. And that this light expands through that airport, around it, as a huge, huge orb of energy. That the travelers going in and out of it might experience. That the planes might experience. That the people waiting for passengers might experience. This upliftment of energy. And people feel this. Just as when you walk into a, say, a room that has had great things happen in it, a sacred room, you can feel the vibes of that room. Because over and over again, there's an uplifted energy there. So we're creating, by our intentions, that same kind of uplifted energy at the Denver airport and all the different locations that we do this morning. I really thank everyone who's listening to Marcia's show for participating with us, and those of you who are feeling the movement of your energy and actually understand that we are creating this together, I especially thank you for allowing that to take place.
Wynn, can I share a few insights here with my meditation during this time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, of course, I'm in Taylorville, Illinois, so we've got another part of the grid going on here in central Illinois.
We will move this energy and particularly accurate where you are also, okay?
Okay, well, good, because what I'm seeing on an etheric level, in my mind's eye, that is to say, is kind of a four-sided pyramid that's coming down around me and my space here. As well, I want to confirm, too, you know, since I work with the Masters, we have Mother Mary with us assisting, and we also have Archangel Michael.
We have Mother Mary and Archangel Michael.
Yeah, they're
coming
in.
Well, we thank you for being with us and supporting us in what we're doing, and protecting. We thank Archangel Michael for protecting our work and guarding it, because we know that doing this kind of work needs your protection, and we're very grateful for that.
And he's commending this. He's saying that.
Pardon me?
He's commending this and giving his. He's adding his light to this work. And this is really important work, you know, that you're doing. It's very beneficial.
You know, one thing that people don't understand, I didn't understand this, is that when you're praying to God, part of you is God. So you're praying to the part of yourself that already is God. But of course, we don't see the part of ourselves that's part of God because we're in this place where there's a veil. So the higher forces need our permission to intervene. And by doing this kind of work that we're doing and calling on them in this way, we are actually increasing their abilities to intervene on this level because they cannot violate our free will, okay? And so this is a way that we request their energetic support. And those of us who have studied this kind of stuff know that these guys can do miracles down here. They can change things. And I'd like to just put in a request that for the highest good of all concerned, in any of these locations where any intervention can be done to stop anything negative from happening, we'd like to ask that they can do that, given the stipulation of the highest good of all concerned, which means sometimes we can't understand on this realm, but something negative has to occur because that is a balancing action, and it shouldn't be stopped. So, Jeff, back to Denver Airport. Is there anything else we should focus on while you're there before we move to Mount Shasta?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I would like to say, I understand Denver Airport has all these chambers and caverns. I would like to move the light through those caverns underneath it and through the corridors of the airport. I'd like to surround this airport in light energy and that anything that happened there for the highest good of all concerned be held in the positive action. Positive meaning in the Christ of energy for the highest good of all concerned. And Jeff, I thank you and your family for going to the airport this morning and holding the space to bring that energy there. Okay?
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next location then.
Okay. Now we're going to switch now to Mary Jo. Are you there? Hello, Mary Jo?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Are you on the top of Mount Shasta?
Yes, I am.
Now, as everyone knows, or maybe not everyone, but many people know, Mount Shasta is already considered a holy space, a sacred space, and that many people who are very evolved metaphysically, spiritually, channelers, gravitate towards that area. Mary Jo, how far do you live from Mount Shasta?
I live in Klamath Falls, which it takes me about 70 minutes to get down here.
Klamath Falls, is that Oregon?
Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Oregon, okay. So Mary Jo has made a special focus to go to Mount Shasta. And now we're going to take advantage, and some of you are going to notice the shift in energy. Mount Shasta is such a high place already that when we anchor to it, it's going to flow really, really easily. And Mount Shasta is probably a major energy portal for our planet. So all of us who are listening can now tap into that portal, and not only are we going to plant the energy there, but many of you are going to feel the energy come back because it's such a powerful spot. And there's a few other spots like this around the country, and it's very special that we have someone there and that we can tap into this energy. I can feel it. Marcia, can you feel the difference when we go to Mount Shasta, the incredible energy?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about all of the miraculous things that have been described as happening there at Shasta, with the energy. There have been a lot of things that happen at Shasta. It's got a very unique vibration.
Mm-hmm. Mary Jo, are you at the top of Mount Shasta? Do you have a big view of...
I'm up by the lodge, and that is the last road that goes up before you start hiking. So basically, I'm up by the pinnacles, and there's a couple of natural rock walls, you know, that go across. So basically, mm-hmm. I'm as far as I can drive up. There used to be an old lodge that was up there, and strangely enough, there was an avalanche. I think it was maybe back in the 40s or 50s, and I think
mm-hmm.
it took the lodge down. But that's reclaimed back to nature. So there was reasons for that.
Do you have a view of the valleys from where you are?
Basically, no, not from where I am sitting.
Okay.
If I go down the road, I can see it.
Okay.
I'm focused on the west side of the mountain, mostly the crater where the UFOs and celestial beings go into the mountain. That's
mm-hmm.
where I am.
Okay. And so, right now, let's regroup our energies together. And again, what we're doing is we're talking and communicating through our intention to our souls or our high selves, the part of us that is on the other side of the veil that we don't normally directly deal with. And we are like asking that part of ourselves to join energetically with the rest of us on this line, with everyone listening, the people on the telephone line, and create a group energy, and we invite now those group energies, Archangel Michael, Elohim, Ra, to blend with our energies. And that means, even though there's just a small group of us, when we have this blending with the Elohim and Ra, we have billions of individual souls. And they will only work with groups who are working for the highest good of all concerned. And we are honored enough to be able to be in communication with them. And we've learned how this works and experimented with it to be able to have the confidence to do this kind of call. And we're going to take that energy and move it to Mount Shasta. And we are going to now blend with the energy of that mountain. You can feel how big that blending is. Those of you who are sensitive to energy, it's a huge coming together. And we're anchoring this energy through Mary Jo, who's up near the top of the mountain. And she can visualize that energy coming through her body, and radiating into the space all around her for miles around. And we can visualize this column of light coming into the top of that mountain, going through it to the center of the earth and anchored there. And that helping to use that anchoring of that mountain to anchor the rest of our planet. That mountain is a major anchoring point already, and we are hooking into its energy on this call. We'll take a moment of silence to just experience that connection. When you hear those little beeps, that means people are checking into the conference line. Those of you who are listening that are interested, our conference line is open to anyone that wants to join us. If you happen to be feeling the energy, we do this 7 nights a week. We don't always do it in this way. Mostly people are at their home, and we just create a group meditation, and we do healings. We send this energy to people that your friends and yourself who need personal healings, and many people have had miracles or miraculous changes as a result of participating on our line. And you are all welcome to check it out and join us. If you go to our website, higher-vision.org, there's an email where you can request the phone number. And you don't have to come in like you believe anything. You can be very neutral and do it as an experiment. And notice over a period of time, if you think you're noticing something and you're not sure, I just tell people, just either we're a bunch of crazy loons and delusional, or we've got something real, and it's up to you to figure it out and to learn to sense the energies. So you are welcome to do that. There's no charge for these calls. And in our channelings, and as Marcia knows, we met because we both have respect for each other as channeling experiences. The channelings say that what we are saying is happening is really happening. I've asked many questions about it. So you're all welcome to check it out for yourself. And Mary Jo, is there anything else you'd like to say from Mount Shasta?
That was quite an energy surge. I wept.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Mm-hmm. And also I'd like to also acknowledge Saint Germain, who's rather keeper of the mountain.
All right.
Did she say Saint Germain is coming through?
No, she said she's acknowledging Saint Germain, who's the keeper of the mountain. Okay. Now I don't know if that's true, but it's fine with me.
Whatever.
If he is, okay.
Yeah, that is true. In the I Am teachings, that's where Saint Germain references himself.
You know, there's a lady there, Troika Saint Germain, who I know who's got a show on VBS, and she talks to Saint Germain all the time. So if Saint Germain happens to be listening, which he probably is, if he's the keeper of the mountain, we bless you and we thank you for letting us share your space. And,
I didn't catch the first part of what she said, Wynn. What else had she said besides the part about Saint Germain?
What did who say? What did Mary Jo?
Yeah. When the light was anchored on the mountain, tears just flowed from my eyes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's the confirmation that it is anchored.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Mary Jo, I thank you for volunteering and driving 70 miles down there so that we could do that. And God bless you. And stay there and keep pulling in the energy for the rest of this call in that area. And let the mountain also help anchor the energies on the other locations we're going to. And now let us move to Marcia's house. Marcia,
oh.
What city are you in?
I'm as I said, I'm in Taylorville, Illinois here, Wynn, and we only have 5 minutes or so left on the call for the show, that is, you know. So, yeah,
in this last few minutes, let's describe the location of your house, okay, so we can visualize it.
Okay, well.
Marcia?
I appreciate that. My house, I'm in Taylorville, Illinois, and in a, you know, nice old two-story, sitting here in my living room, looking at my paintings of Princess Di. And then what I was telling you before, Wynn, is that I was imagining this sort of pyramid vortex energy around me. That's kind of the impression I was getting as this energy was descending. I want to say, too, that this is a very nice exercise, and I'm feeling very, very relaxed and wonderful during the entire meditation. So, you know, just go ahead with whatever else you were going to say.
Let's all take this energy of our group energy that we're creating, merged with all these huge energies on the other side, and let's just see a column of light going through the roof of your house, through you, through your family, into the center of the earth, and expanding out from you to your town. And I should say, those of you who would like to just be notified when we do these grid healings, just send an email to there's a place on our website. Send an email. We'll send you an email, and you can join us on our conference call line and help hold the energy for the different locations. And maybe at a certain point, you can be an anchor point where we bring energy into your location. Please, you were doing it anyway, but we could do it as a conscious focus. Let's see. Before we do, how much time do we have? We're just about finished with time. Is that right, Marcia?
Yeah, we're getting very close, Wynn. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, before we go, back to Gino, who's in San Diego, and was probably at the lighthouse by now.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, he's there. We're getting a lot of echo. Just for everyone's information, I'm in a car driving. And luckily, and unluckily and luckily, the traffic is moving slowly. You know, when I'm driving in a car and I'm on the freeway and I'm doing this, it's like I have to be a moving hologram to hold the energy. Mm. Because I have to, you know, since I'm moving my physical location, my hologram has to constantly keep reorienting to stay tapped into the energy of the group. And in the best of circumstances, I feel I'd rather be in one spot. But I'm supposed to be meeting these guys in San Diego, and we're running late, so now we're on the 405 freeway, and we are in near Encinitas, and we're moving rather slowly in a traffic jam. And, Marcia, let's see.
Yes.
It's 10:55 now.
Uh-huh.
This is your radio show, and I thank you so much for letting us do this.
Well, Wynn, it was a pleasure to have you on and doing this exercise. And, you know, I want to add to this, too, that I got a visual impression not only of the pyramid around me, but there's all these different pyramids that are forming, as you know, and they're connected in a kind of geometric fashion as I see it in my mind's eye. So I think that's a confirmation from spirit that that the angels and spirit are kind of connecting the dots for us and linking all of us together between West and East and Midwest and wherever else you are. And so I thank you for this extraordinary experience. It was very peaceful, and I'd appreciate some feedback on this. If my listeners would like to send an email, they certainly may, to Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A-D-I, at charter.net. And also want to remind our listeners to check out Wynn's website at www.higher-vision.org, and you can contact him through email there to sign up to be a participant in the conference calls, which I've been a regular participant, and the energy just kind of comes in and floods your being, and you can experience healings, miracles, and sort of an upliftment for your day just through the beautiful energy. So thank you for being a channel for that energy today, Wynn. It was really wonderful.
Well, I'm honored to be able to share this and be used in this way, and I'm really, really glad to have your support and connection. Do any of your guys want to say anything? I should ask you. You know, Marcia's a channel, so do we have any last-minute messages?
I wasn't getting any specific verbal messages, but the visuals I was getting, I feel, were from the higher sources, Ra and the Elohim, concerning the geometric configuration that I saw, you know, in my mind's eye. So I feel that was a confirmation. As far as other messages, you know, I did sense the presence of Archangel Michael and Mother Mary stepping in as we're doing this, and I don't have any verbal messages, just the energy this time, Wynn. But if others would like to ask a question, they can also ask. You know, there may be some channeling that may come forth. If we have time for about maybe one question, and then we're going to close the show. But if someone wants to ask something, they certainly can.
You mean somebody on the conference line?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone want to ask a question to Marcia? I'm not sure who's going to answer, but we can have our experience. Those of you who want to check Marcia out, those of you who are listening for the first time, she has voices come through her that identify themselves as John Lennon, Princess Diana. After she met me, she suddenly had Ra talking to her. And,
I've had Ra quite a bit, yeah.
Now she's getting Ra quite a bit. And I don't think we have time for a question, Marcia.
I don't think we do either. But thank you, Wynn, for putting that out there. And I want to invite those on the call and those listening to visit my website at www.DianaSpeaksToTheWorld. And I have even posted one message from Ra on my website in the site index. If you go to the site index, you can see older messages from Princess Di and John Lennon and other ascended masters. So anyway, I want to thank everyone. that's been participating in this call, and thank you again, Wynn, Terry, and everybody that's been part of this. What a unique experience. Wynn, you're so creative and thoughtful. Thank you for the work you're doing to help heal the planet. And we're going to close out for today, and thank everyone, and God bless to all participating, and I know I'll connect you with you again on the conference call once again. So many blessings to all of you, and have a great day. We're going to close out with a special song called Prelude to Savannah that's been channeled in by George Harrison. I'm doing the words, and Bob Murray's doing the music. You can check out his site at thestarsstillshine.com. And thank you again.
God damn!